you know, some of us are real gurus. I started my journey in 2012, February. And for the first year or two, I was just by myself. And then some people showed up on the scene. And I had this one person that who's like a spiritual guru in her own way. And we worked together for many years. And they tried to stop me from talking to this person, but I kept talking. And I know how she thinks, and she knows how I think. Well, kinda. I know how. I don't really, no, we really don't. We have a glimpse of how each other thinks. But anyway, when you step into 5D mindset, we look. We're 5D creatures, right? It's like we're watching a play. It's like we're sitting up in the balcony watching y'all, either on stage or sitting there in the audience watching the play, and we're watching y'all. We're watching the play, and we're watching the people watching the play, and they think the play is real, but it's not. It's not even real. So those of us who have done the inner work to see life from a higher perspective, I don't know why you're fighting against us, because we already know your next move before you do it. Most people are stuck in a 3D repeat simulated training program, and they don't even know what love is. They say, I love you, I love you. Now somebody will say, I love you, I love you. And you say, well, I'm a 5D creature. And you're a 3D creature. How can you love me? You don't even love yourself, because you're stuck in the repeat, and you're actually, I can tell by your actions that you hate yourself because of your unhealthy ways. And those unhealthy ways tell me that you don't even love yourself. So if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You're going to actually destroy yourself, and anybody who yokes up with you in the 3D, you're going to destroy them too, because you're all about self-preservation. And so for anybody out there who's getting ready to try to defame me, say, oh, he hates women. No, I learned from a woman guru for many years. We learned together. I learned from her, she learned from me. At least 10 years. Still going on. But my point is, it's not about male or female. It's about low frequency, high frequency, 3D Play-Doh land, self, pride, ego versus dying to self. You know? The reason you can't love your neighbor is yourself, because you don't see the other person as you. When you rise in the guru stage, and I'm talking about a born again guru, you see the other person as another image of you. How can you hate somebody else? Because they're just another copy of you. This is why Jesus said, love your enemies. How do I love my enemies? I just told you. They took a different path. Now, when your enemy's in the flesh, in the 3D Play-Doh land, when your enemy's in the 3D game, and you're sitting there watching them from 5D, and they try to interact with you, you just walk away and step away from them, because you're not going to play the 3D game with them anymore. And they think, oh, you're scared or you're weak. No, I just don't want to be. I've already experienced that. 3D is the flesh eating the flesh. 5D is the spirit sharpening the spirit. Why would I want to go back to a lower frequency vibration instead of rising up to the 5D, 6D, 7D, 9D? I'm actually in 6D. Unless I rub shoulders with some crazy people, drop me back down into 5D, and they'll never drop me back to 3D, because even if they come after me, I might have to defend myself in 3D. But as soon as I get the right weapon, the right gun, the right shotgun, the right knife, the right lawyer, the right whatever to defend myself and get some space from this person, I'm back in 5D. I might have to step down in 3D for a minute, hire a lawyer, buy a gun, defend myself, put some locks on the door, you know. But as soon as, y'all think that somebody who's walking in peace and love and joy has got there just overnight? You think we just arrived there? No, we had to go through the struggles. We had to go through the sanctification process. to get into the spirit walk, it's a process. It's painful. You have to die. You have to die daily. Die to your own will. Die to your own expectation. Die to your own dreams. Lord, what's your will? To step into 5D, it's not overnight thing. Now, when you get born again, justified, yeah, you're instantly in 5D. But I'm talking about thinking like a 5D creature. You get born again, you receive Jesus, you're instantly saved. But then, to get the mind of Christ, you have to study His Word, you have to meditate, you have to, the way I did it, is decode through the etymology. You can decode through the shapes, colors, symbols, anything, anagrams, whatever way you want to decode, I don't care, gematria. But first, get saved, run to Jesus. And then decode this place however you want. Movies, music, I don't care how you decode it, just as long as you get there. Long story short, you're fighting a losing battle when you face off with a spiritual creature who has a 5D mindset. We already know what you're thinking before you think it, because you're stuck in Plato land. You're actually a clay creature who's in pride and ego and what people think and worry and money and this and this and image and outward show. And you're just like, we just sit back and laugh at you. But at the same time, we know we used to be like you. We feel sorry for you because you keep going around the mountain 1,000 times and you don't learn to look at yourself. Go in the bathroom, get up off your couch, off your computer, phone, whatever. Go in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, oh, all my problems are me. It's not my husband. It's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not my mom. It's not my church. It's not my cult. It's not my ism. It's not my nation. It's not my friends. I'm the problem. Go in the bathroom right now. Look in the mirror and point your finger at yourself. Say, I'm the problem. That's where you start. If you want to become a 5D guru, walking in peace, living in the now, and not worried about nobody's junk but their own, go in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. And then cut off the noise, cut off the TV, and just start to be introspective about you being the problem. Every day, for the next 21 days, every day you get up, say, I'm the problem. Nobody owes you anything. You're not entitled to anything. You are the problem. Do it. Do it now. Do a 21-day fast if you have to. Eat you 3 meals, but do a 14-hour fast. And look in the mirror 2 or 3 times a day, whatever, in your car, if you're sitting in your car right now, look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem. And until you wake up to that, you'll never rise up to 5D. You'll stay in your delusion and your insanity and your fighting and your Jerry Springer and your anger and your bitterness and living in the past. The past is a past. Paul said, pressing forward, forgetting those things which are behind. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what my ex-wife's doing. I don't care what my ex-girlfriend's doing. I don't care what my family's doing. I know what they're doing. They're Jerry Springer. You think the saints in heaven really care what's going on there? They know what's going on down here. They're just up there praising God. So y'all go ahead and go around your fighting and your circle and your games. And instead of looking in the mirror, blame everybody else and stay in that low vibration, Jerry Springer, and see where it takes you. It'll probably take you to the grave, be honest with you, because you're going to find one stronger than you in the 3D, and they're going to take you out. So you better just get right.